This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly here. The morning shift, hanging out live in Flowery Branch at Atlanta Falcons training camp. Now joined by AJ Terrell, CB1 for the Atlanta Falcons. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Let's start off with this. Weather a little bit rough today, a little bit rainy, a little bit chilly. I know as a lineman, as a fat boy, I love the weather being like this. As a corner, a guy in the secondary, how does that feel?
Got to lock in, you know, it's one of them days, one of them dog days, I call it, but, you know, just try to figure out how you're going to, you know, catch the ball with gloves or without, but, you know, at the end of the day, my job is to defend the pass, so, it was smooth for me.
You probably like it when you line up those wide receivers with them slippery hands. I love it. Let's talk a little bit about the offseason. Did you do anything fun? Obviously, hanging out with the family and other things like that, but did you do any traveling, any concerts, any things like that?
I did. I would just say, you know, my daughter, she was newborn, so we didn't really do too much out of the country, but we went to New York and I want to say Florida, LA, do some little kids trips with the kids and take them to Disney World, things like that. Just staying local.
Yeah, love to hear.
Yep. Hey, AJ, your brother Avion is playing at Clemson. Has he asked you for any advice or what is that relationship like?
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of him. That's what I'm going to start by saying. You know, I'm super proud of him. He definitely has been, you know, holding his own while he's been up there. And, you know, he showed me his clips and stuff. They just started camp, I want to say, 2 days ago. So, you know, he already sending me a lot of clips on where he at, you know, how they going to use him this season, you know, with the new defense coordinator that they have. But, you know, just him showing me the plays and things like that, just getting some info back from me. So he definitely been in connection with me as far as him playing better and what he could, you know, do better. And also, the main thing I was telling him is try to take care of his body. You know, going into your junior year, I just feel like taking care of your body and being consistent is the main thing.
You know, last year we got a chance to catch up with you and talk about Avion. We asked you for prediction on Georgia-Clemson game. You got one for the Clemson-LSU game this year, or you want to keep it close to the vest?
Yeah, I'd probably say, like, 28-14 Clemson.
There you go.
Yeah, 28-14 Clemson.
And just so we're clear, Clemson is the real Death Valley. Is
that clear Death Valley. I'm going to be there full attendance. I don't know if I'm going to be on the sideline or try to go up in the crowd, but probably start off on the sideline probably the first half.
I hear you.
Yep.
I hear you. Joined by AJ Terrell here on the morning shift. All right, you know, actually saw it today. You know, had a nice little pass breakup down in the end zone. How hard is it those moments where maybe you don't locate the ball early or you might have the receiver might have a step here or there? I know it's rare for the receiver to have a step on you, but to trust your technique and everything you've been taught and not kind of just get handsy there.
Yeah, no panic. Just trying to play technique, like you said. Receiver kind of had to step on me, so I knew I couldn't look back right away. But trusting his eyes, the receiver's eyes, and knowing that the ball was on the way and being able to deflect the pass using his hands so he couldn't catch it.
Now you're an all-pro. I mean, you've been an all-pro, but it feels like you don't get put on some of these lists that high as up as you should be. Do you kind of kind of use that to motivate you in the offseason to work on some anything that maybe isn't a strength, or do you not try to listen to that outside noise?
No, I definitely don't listen to it, but it's definitely something that you see. You know, we all human. We all on our phones. You definitely see it. But at the end of the day, just controlling what I can and playing at a high level week in, week out is the main thing. So it's starting practice, giving receivers the best look, and me holding myself accountable and to not give up any catches.
Well, speaking of controlling things you control, I'm curious to get your take. And obviously, as media and as fans, a lot of people looked post-bye week, after the bye week last year, you guys going in the stretch run of the season. Obviously, some ups and downs on defense prior to that. But, you know, you play the Minnesota game, other things like that. Were the changes to the defense after the bye week last year, were those overblown to the media and the fans, or did you actually feel that there was a difference in the way you guys were kind of attacking the offenses last year?
Yeah, I say, you know, going into bye week is always a good time during the season with, you know, seeing what our weaknesses was, how we were getting attacked, and having a switch up. And I think we came back that next week or, you know, that next following game and was able to play more matchy and be more handsy at the line, and it worked out for us.
Yeah. Do you prefer that uptight coverage right off the line of scrimmage with getting handsy, or do you like to give a little cushion? I mean, what's your preference as a DB?
Yeah, I like to be at the line. I'm more of an in-phase corner. I like to be at the line, and I love to play off too, but definitely like to, you know, be up in the receiver face.
Now, as a DB, when you see two guys taken in the first round that are edge rushers and they bring in Leonard Floyd, how happy do you get? Because that can make your life a lot easier at times.
Yeah, super happy. I feel like, you know, once I heard the draft picks, I couldn't believe it. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I was super happy. Jalen Walker and James Pierce, definitely somebody that – some of the guys that we definitely needed, along with the guys that we already have and added with Leonard Floyd. You know, DBs in the back end, you couldn't wish none better than a D-line and a rush. And I'm just glad to get to work with those guys.
It's the morning shift, hanging out with A.J. Terrell out at Flowery Branch for Falcons training camp. Who are you rooming with out here?
I got Mike Hughes. I got D. Alford and Clark Phillips.
Did you guys work out who's going to bring the console or anything?
Nah, see, last year we thought about it. You know, I think I want to say D. Alford brought it. This year I brought my own, but I sent it back to the house because I feel like, you know, once you start hitting these dog days at camp, you just want to, you know, close your eyes, go to sleep. You can't really be on the game all night, and so I got it at the house with my son.
Finishing up with AJ Terrell. Last thing before we let you go, we talked to Jesse Bates last week. One of the answers that was more shocking to me was he said that James Pierce gets on the aux sometimes in the locker room. I couldn't believe you guys were allowing a rookie to get on the aux cord in the locker room. But talk to me about what he's playing. Talk to me about what you're listening to in there.
No, I couldn't believe it either. I'm like, y'all, you know, we got rookies changing the music.
Yeah.
But no, it was good music, though. You know, you probably think he listens to a lot of rah-rah music, but it's more chill, you know. So he definitely get the guy, everybody being there just bobbing their head all slow and just vibing. And, you know, anytime somebody changed the music in the locker room unexpectedly, everybody look at, you know, yeah, everybody look like, who is it? By the time you look, whoever changed already beat on walked off.
Yeah.
So you see who the closest near the tablet. And a few times it been James, but you know, you can't complain too much about the music. It's been good.
Yeah, that's what Jesse said. He was like, as long as he's getting sacks, I don't care what he's doing.
Getting sacks, music, everything vibing. So I'm on trip.
Hey, that's Falcons cornerback A.J. Terrell. Kind enough to join us here on the morning show. Thanks so much, man.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Yes, that is A.J. Terrell yesterday after training camp hanging out with us. We've got another guy co-signing that James Pierce Jr. is in control of the aux.
Dylan, I need you to weigh in on this. When he said, you know, everybody kind of expect him to listen to rah-rah music, I was like, I don't even know what that means. I'm so far unplugged on what that could possibly mean. I have no idea. I don't know what rah-rah is.
I can give you a little insight on
what he thought that James Pierce.
I can give a little insight on rah-rah. That's some Playboi Carti, probably some Travis Scott, things like that, just more kind of upbeat, kind of almost. There's this portion in rap that's kind of like a, like rage rap is what it's called, like the people who rap on rage beats.
Okay.
That are just like real rah-rah, kind of almost have a rock aspect to them. So I think that's probably what he meant, more than the, you know, the chill, like slower type of, you know, more R&B type of rap.
I did not think he was going to talk about rah-rah beats and rage in the same breath, but here we are. I mean, it's, yeah, I wasn't sure what he was talking about when he said that, but a lot of really cool insight. I know that all three of us really enjoyed that conversation, and Allie asking him about his brother, you could sense the emotion and the pride that he mm-hmm. talked with about him, and that was a really cool part of that interview.
Yeah, I mean, he took a step back and was like, hang on. Yep. I just got to say how proud I am of him. I mean, so I have four siblings. I can't imagine any of them following in my footsteps in anything, but it would be incredible to have a relationship like that and be able to guide someone through a difficult industry.
Yeah, it definitely would. And Bo can attest to this as well. I think this is the third year in a row we've done AJ, or at least the second. And he's made so many strides as far as his interviews and how talkative he is and how good he does and just opening up and having those conversations. I thought it was, he's made some massive strides.
Yeah. I've known AJ since he got here and, when he was drafted and, you know, he was quiet and kind of, laid back. I think confidence comes into it when you kind of get in the league and you play, cause we had some interviews with him. Arch did. Early in his career and post game, I think it's just being comfortable and being seasoned, and you know, this is not new to him. And everybody's a little bit hesitant when they first get into something, and you're trying, you know, rookie year, and then maybe even the second year. It's like Bajan talked about the other day. You're trying to fill things out, and then this is what his like seventh or eighth training camp now, or six, I think. And I think it was a 2020 draft.
Yeah.
And so. You're just kind of rolling through it now, and he's confident. Look, he's one of the better players in the league. I mean, there's no reason why he shouldn't be, and you just get to see his personality. He's an amazing human being. He's a really good dude, does a lot of charitable stuff. He's a local kid, and it's really a cool story. And when you go back and look, of all those guys drafted that year, it's hard to argue he's not, if not, probably the best in that first round.
Yeah. And I don't think we're too far out of pocket telling the early part of that story, talking about him being a good dude. You know, we waited on him. He made sure to walk his wife and his baby over to make sure that they had transportation to the car and that they were really well taken care of. And he got a chance to spend time with them before actually getting a chance to do the interview. And he kind of was apologetic. He's like, yeah, sorry, y'all. I'm going to go, nah, man. Like, you do whatever you got to do. That's way, way more important than talking to us for 10 minutes. And I wanted to make sure that he knew that as well.
It was funny about it is he's like, hey, I got to do this first. You know, sorry about that. And we're like, no, it's cool. And his wife's like, no, you can do this. I was like, no.
Seriously.
Y'all do your thing. Like, it's not a big deal. We've waited. We can wait two more minutes. Like, you know, I'm at that point. I'm like, this is the driest I've been all day. Because it's not raining on us right now. Go ahead.
It was funny, and I thought you were going to jump in on it because I asked him if he's doing any traveling. He's like, yeah, we got, you know, a newborn, and we, you know, we went to New York and L.A., and I'm like, what?
I almost,
like, dude, I had trouble. I had trouble driving 45 minutes when I had a newborn. What are you talking about?
I almost wanted to say, I went to Echo Park Speedway for the weekend.
Did not take the baby.
Yeah.
Well, no, man, it's cool.
I'm so glad you brought up the fact that he did take care of his family, because if you didn't, I was about to.
Yes.
Because that was a really cool moment to see him make sure that they were all set and taken care of.
Yeah. And that's what's in one of the things that we get to see that I think a lot of people don't see.
Agreed.
Is, like, and even if you come out here, you get to see them walk over and be with their family. But it's those interactions like that that we see and you get – You garner more respect for these guys, and you remember that they're more than a football player.
Yeah. Rain's coming down, guys. If you want to see it, you can check out my Instagram reel at mpjohnson79. I tagged you guys. You can repost it.
Oh, yeah, will do.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm not.
You guys needed the clout.
Clout chasing.
You need the clout. You can repost if you want to. It is raining. It is.
Yes, raining nicely right now.
Yeah. I've already gotten responses like, y'all need a bigger tent.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Coming up, we're going to go in the huddle, talk about Caleb McGarry's extension from yesterday. That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
Honestly, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio and 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's at the studio and in my ear telling me when to talk and not to talk because he knows I'm going to jump the gun.
Just calm down, Allie. Just calm down.
He just knows how excitable I am.
Hey, that's good producing right there.
Yeah, it is. It is. Thank you very much for that, Dylan. Slim is out here making sure we stay on air in this rain. If you're coming out today, make sure you bring an umbrella and a raincoat. So we are getting some comments on Twitter about my Top 5 Tuesday.
Okay. All right.
I will address Corbin. You said Step by Step and Boy Meets World needed to be added to my list. Listen, Step by Step was on it in the honorable mention. He is that show is part of the three Full House, Family Matters, Step by Step. Mm-hmm. It's all the same guy. Okay, so I count that as an honorable mention. And Boy Meets World, listen, that was Ben Savage. I had Fred Savage on the list with Wonder Years. So I feel like we're in the same sphere, right?
That guy sounds like the guy that sings those three. What's the guy's name who sings Dust on a Bottle?
David Lee Murphy.
He sounds like David Lee.
Damn, that's such a good song.
Dust on the Bottle. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
It sounds like that guy. But yeah, I thought your list was spot on, other than just the random.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
I mean,
it's just strange.
That killer cacti.
Spot on is wow.
Weird. It just doesn't fit in the same stratosphere as those other shows.
Well, I just enjoyed Hey Dude so much. I mean, I have the seasons in my Apple Music, or Apple Video, whatever it is. But I have downloaded those. I've paid for them to make sure I have it for life.
That's also strange. Yeah. We'll move on. Also strange. Probably wasted enough time on that, but that's weird.
I don't think spot on is what I would say. I think that it was good. I respect your list. I don't think it was 100% what I would have done with it.
Well, yeah. If you have issues with this, you can also address this situation. Wake up call is going to be pushed back a little bit because we have Phil Steele at 8 o'clock today. But 8:20, we will handle the wake up call. But right now, we got to go in the huddle. All right, we've got a Falcon. They got a 2-year, $30 million extension. How far away is he from us right now?
I'd call him, I don't know, 30 feet just inside the weight room, and he is. Yeah.
Do you think there's a little extra pep in his step today?
I don't think he's feeling much pain from these weights today, if that's what you're asking. I think he's got a little jolt of energy. He probably just moved right past the old training camp blues, and he's probably like, yeah, let me get this thing. But well, he He was throwing it around in there, no doubt.
Huge congrats to Caleb McGarry on that 2-year, $30 million extension. Colts' first unofficial depth chart has come out, and it says Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson is going to be at QB.
I'm not laughing at them, but I have to think if you're a Colts fan and you're seeing this, you're going, this ain't good. Like, you know, like you would hope at one point one of these guys had probably jumped up and, like, taken the job or at least flashed in training camp. All the videos that have come out of these two guys, it makes me seem like it's probably not a good thing going on with this quarterback battle.
I don't take anything into it. I think part of it is to continue to fuel the competition that they're having. They kind of have said that this was going to be a battle. I think they're wanting to use it to – I think a lot of this is a motivating ploy for
Anthony Richardson.
I was going to call him Daniel Richardson. I was like, that's not his name. And he's a former Gator. Anthony Richardson, to me, I think a lot of it is they think that he needed to be motivated. There's something about his competitiveness they didn't like. And so they're trying to push him. So I think depth charts in the preseason are somewhat overrated anyways, in some ways. But, you know, then again, we're going to talk about one here in a minute with Cleveland that is a little bit eyebrow-raising.
Waters have been muddied.
Yeah, we will get to that in a moment. First, I want to mention Bills running back James Cook continues his hold in. How long do you think this will go on for?
Until they pay him. Until they pay him.
He's kind of got him, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. I can understand a little bit with the Micah Parsons thing and what they're doing here. To me, the James Cook thing is if I'm James Cook, I'm not playing until they pay me, because running backs have a different lifespan in this league, especially running backs his size. He was literally as good as Josh Allen was last year, which was an MVP level, clearly, because he won the MVP. James Cook really set that team apart offensively and was that second piece. He was the second piece on the offense. Without him, they're in trouble.
Well, and I don't want to pin this all on the team, because I do look at it and I'm like, what are you doing? You need to pay this guy. But we don't know what he's asking. Is he asking to be the highest paid running back in the NFL? It could be. And is he that guy? I don't know. Well, I think at that point I'm like,
what was James Cook? Second, third round pick? I think he's a second round pick.
Second, I want to say.
Hey, he just wants to be paid more than a second round pick. I understand him.
We don't know what he's asking. That's all I'm saying. So I'm not going to pin it straight on the team. They could have already offered him to be the highest paid running back in the NFL, mm-hmm. and he could have said, it's not enough.
We hear in these negotiations, so-and-so turned down, one side will leak. Hey,
it'll
we offered him
today.
This.
Like, I feel like I'm 100% on board with you, and I feel like it'll come out. Probably him and Terry McLaurin, over the next 2 or 3 days, you'll start to hear whispers of what their offers are.
Yeah, I don't know if there was truth to the story about the Dolphins and the Washington were like, hey, well, let's trade Tyreek Hill for Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think that's going to work.
All right, we got a lot of layers to what's going on with the Cleveland Browns. So Shedeur Sanders is returning to practice after experiencing shoulder soreness. Now, fellow rookie QB Dylan Gabriel will now be limited due to tightness in his hamstring, and the Browns have added Tyler Huntley.
Tyler Huntley, Snoop. I was kind of joking about the whole thing when it comes to the Indianapolis Colts and their two quarterback battle and saying or on the middle of the depth chart. I don't know that if you're Cleveland, do you feel better or worse about your quarterback situation? Like, I have no idea.
Well,
like, it seems like you've got five guys, and you're like, oh, okay, cool, you know, former Super Bowl winner and a couple draft picks and a former Pro Bowl. I have no clue. I have no clue what you feel about that.
I'm curious of why, after missing camp, some time in camp, and Shedeur Sanders returns, you're taking reps away from him. What the Falcons have four quarterbacks in here, which is understandable, but it's really, you know, Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins, and then the other two are going to get preseason action in that first game. But why are you taking any reps away from Shedeur Sanders, who's missed time? He needs all he can get. I guess they want four constantly, but Dylan Gabriel is not going to be out that long, is he? I mean,
how many quarterbacks do they have under contract?
Well,
technically,
they had five going into camp, if you include Deshaun Watson, who's not going to play this year. This would make it at six. Now, I don't believe that Huntley is under – it's one of these, you know, because a camp deal kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
So that would put them at six, but I don't know. It's just a little bit weird unless, you know, you don't think all these guys can play preseason time. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is. It's to play in the preseason. Mm. But it's interesting. Or maybe they're just trying to see how many quarterbacks they can collect.
If you had to start someone tomorrow, who do you think it would be?
It's Joe Flacco.
Yeah, it's Joe Flacco. And there's not really any doubt. And I'm sure that a lot of their fans and people inside the franchise were hoping that that was not the case. But it is what it is at this point. And he's had a lot of success over the last few years with a less than stellar crowd around him.
Well, the situation will be interesting. I do want to mention, if you check out Mike's story on Instagram at MP Johnson. I always say the wrong
79.
Number. Okay.
Which is fair. I had a college number and an Atlanta number. That's okay.
79. If you check out his Instagram, you will see the shot of us in the tent right now. It's actually really lightened up since you took that video, Mike.
Yeah.
The rain is not coming down as hard as it was before. So that's a very dramatic, dramatic look at how it was this morning. But we are right outside the weight room where everyone is warming up for getting the reps in for practice today. And we're going to be out here. If you're coming out today, make sure to stop by and say hi. You can't miss us when you walk in.
Yeah, we're front and center. And, you're right. It has definitely lightened up out here. And I mentioned yesterday when the mist was out here, and Raheem actually pulled up and parked kind of near us. And I was like, Raheem, you guys are practicing in the mist, right? You know, hey, this is the kind of weather you want. And so they did get good work in yesterday. I was nervous earlier that it was raining too hard to get good work outside. But it's gotten to the point right now where it's lightened up to where I do think that they would be outdoors and try to get as much work in as they can. And that's if the field's not too soggy. But, yeah, the weather's definitely made a U-turn here in the last 30 minutes since that video was taken.
It has. I do want to mention, too, today was the first day Raheem beat us here. He was here parked in the building before we walked in the parking lot this morning. So he was after
he?
It. Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
We said what's up to him.
Yeah, he walked in.
So I was off wandering around at that point in time.
He might have just beat you here. You
know,
me and Bo were bright and early.
Yeah.
Well, coming up, we've got some more audio coming out of yesterday's training camp, some college football to go over, and we've got a mic'd up on the way.
Yeah, I got a couple of stories from preseason. We've talked back and forth about whether or not vets should play in the season. Things have changed in the last 15 years. I'll tell you, in my rookie year, in my second year, who I was most starstruck by in my first preseason game, and also who hit me in the hardest in my second preseason game. So we'll talk about that on Mic'd Up on the other side.
That is next with the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's back at the studio. Slim keeping us on air out here. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. So in a little bit, right at 8 o'clock, we've got Phil Steele on the way. He's the guy responsible for my bag being very heavy these last few days.
Encyclopedia.
Yes, the college football encyclopedia, basically. It is available at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. But we have a lot of questions for him. Mike, what's going to be yours right out of the gate?
Yeah, I want to piggyback off one of our conversations earlier. I want to know what quarterback, at least inside the top 10, that he's most confident about. And this is just, Bo and I were talking about it earlier, this is the new day and age in college football where quarterbacks don't sit for long and develop most of the time. Now, you do have certain situations. We'll point to Gunnar Stockton and Ty Simpson and guys like that. But, you know, at the top of the chart, you look at Arch Manning and you think all the world of him, but we really don't know. And then you get down to guys who are Heisman frontrunners and, you know, Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik, and even going all the way back to Lenora Sellers, and we really don't know. It could be one of those years like a Robert Griffin where, you know, you lose four or five games and that guy still wins the Heisman Trophy. So I'm curious to get Phil's kind of thoughts on the quarterback position heading in to the season and who he feels really, really comfortable with.
How do you think he puts together all that information? I mean, we've got that encyclopedia that I'm carrying around in my bag for the last 2 weeks, filtering through all of it. But there's so much information in there. How does one keep that organized?
Well, and he's talked to us before, and he's always been so gracious with his time and joins really any radio show that'll have him, you know, promoting the book. And he talks about it. He's like, look, I start this process, and I go visit these teams, and I have conversations with these coaches, and I start very, very early in the year, and you kind of got to he talked last year about the difficulties of keeping track of the transfer portal and things like that throughout the offseason and making sure that he has everybody in the right places at the right times. But to be honest, I don't know. Like, he's got to have a complete squad of people that proofread his book and make sure everybody and all the stats and everything else were in the right places.
Yeah. We should ask him how he comes up with the index.
I thought the same thing. What was the one I asked you about the other day? I can't remember what it was.
Something about a
highly rated player.
Highly touted player or something, HTP or something like that, or, you know, something along those lines. And I'm just like, I think we both were like,
what?
I just don't even think that's needed.
Well, Mike, you were asking him what some initials were, and Bo just goes, well, the index is on page 4. You got to go to page 4.
I couldn't find the index. That was the biggest problem. I'm like, not only do I not know what he means, I couldn't find the index on the first day we had it. So.
I think I will just ask him that. I know, look, it's the college football Bible. It's an unofficial time to start really honing in on football is when his magazine comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he does. I think it came out actually a couple weeks later than normal this year, probably because of the portal stuff.
Hmm.
So it's always a lot to get to him, including just questions about the actual teams and stuff.
Yeah. So 8 o'clock is when we will get to talk to Phil Steele. So let's rewind to yesterday at Falcons practice. It seemed like towards the end of practice, Bo, I looked up, I was sitting right next to you, and there was another fight breaking out. And in the center of it, again, was James Pierce Jr. What was your takeaway from this yesterday?
Yesterday was the first day where I was not like, yeah, fight. Like, I enjoyed it. And I was like, all right, awesome. Like, I love seeing I'm still like, I still have that moment where I can, like, when you're in school, like, fight, fight.
Uh-huh.
And you're kind of like, oh, whoa, whoa. But, like, yesterday was the first time where I thought maybe James Pierce did not handle it well. To rip your teammate's helmet off and to be carrying it around still screaming at your teammate might be a moment where you've lost your cool. Look, I like the intensity, though, and I'm here for that energy for the most part. But when your head coach has to step in front of you and really get adamant with you, relax.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath.
Cool down a little bit.
He was removed from the field, but not the facility. Like, he didn't get sent into the locker room.
Right.
But they pulled him off to say, all right, you're out this next play. But you just it's what Ulbrich and Ra and Jesse, all these guys, channel it. And so I thought yesterday that's the first time that I've seen him actually lose his cool when a scuffle broke out.
Well, and after practice yesterday, Michael Penix Jr. did talk about that scuffle happening during practice.
I noticed his love for the game. He works extremely hard each and every day. He comes out here, you see him, he's drenched in sweat, and he's out there giving it 100% each and every play. Whatever happens after the play, we definitely want to clean that stuff up. But at the same time, you know, he's a competitor. He wants to compete at a high level. And that's what he does each and every day, and that's what we appreciate, and that's what we're going to love come game day on Sunday. So, as far as the scuffles and stuff like that, I mean, it's football. It get chippy. You know, it's not always going to be perfect. But obviously, you know, we can't throw any punches. I didn't see it today if any punches are thrown or anything like that. But we can't do, you know, unnecessary stuff. But man, he's a competitor, man. So I like it.
I love how even-keeled and poised that Michael Penix Jr. sounds there. But we are hearing this theme a lot about these fights breaking out in Falcons training camp. Mike, when you were playing, is it happening more now or about the same?
I think it's about the same. You know, there were certain guys that would get chippy and, you know, certain players that would kind of go over the line that always, you know, that always finished through the echo of the whistle in training camp, as Mike Smith would say, and would get a little bit chippy along the lines. It was always the same. And Lord knows, I was a rookie when Harvey Dahl and Tyson Claybaugh and those guys were here, and Todd McClure. It was always a battle up front. And those were guys that always carried a chip on their shoulder, and you enjoyed watching them play. I think it's about along the same lines. I will say I don't remember Mike Smith ever having to really step in front of somebody and really calm them down. But there were definite situations where we had a number of fights. I mean, Joe Holly was one of them. They got kicked out of a Titans practice, I believe it was, during a period, and he was long stamping at the time, which is funny, but ends up getting in a fight with a guy in a special teams period and gets kicked out of practice. It's just one of those things, and you have to realize – as things begin to calm down, okay, that's my teammate. Let me just calm down a little bit. We're all on the same team. So, yeah, it's tough.
And look, our defense has needed that attitude, I think. I feel like up front we've been missing a little bit of just intensity at times. I mean, there were times last year when I couldn't even tell Matthew Judon cared. And I'm not trying to pick on him, but that's
– I'm with you.
But that's a big deal to me. And so – you know, when you watch these guys competing and the intensity, James Pierce is a guy that's going to push the envelope, right?
Yeah.
He's going to play. He's got to play with edge. And I'm not blaming that yesterday on him. Don't get me wrong. I'm not blaming it on him. I think, though, once at the end of the day, you got to remember we might be out here battling or they might be out there battling, but they're all on the same team.
Yes.
They're all and they got to protect each other when it comes down to it. And so don't let your emotion go so far that you don't protect your teammate.
I would be curious to see when we get to Friday night. And obviously we talked about it yesterday. You and I will be doing the pregame show on the Falcons Radio Network on Friday night before the game. I'll be curious to see how many snaps he gets. I know that Raheem talked about it a little bit yesterday on NFL Network or CBS Sports, whatever one it was. And talked about James Pierce is probably going to get snaps. And I started looking yesterday back at preseason game one last year, which, incidentally enough, you're probably going to have like five of the same starters offensively. But it seemed like the James Pierces of the world got, you know, 25-ish snaps. Now, there's no apples-to-apples comparison, but I'll be curious to see how many snaps exactly he will get, because if you follow what Raheem did last year, you're looking at probably 65 to 68 players on this roster playing. Really, the starters on both sides of the ball taken out of the mix, along with guys like Kirk Cousins and so on and so forth. So I'll be curious to see what the James Pierce mix is and if he can carry that in that energy over to the field on Friday night. Because, you know, obviously a lot of big things expected from him. Doesn't seem like we'll see a Jalen Walker because of the injuries we have seen. We haven't seen much of him.
I mean, they said that he could play. I mean, if he, I think it depends on how he comes along.
Yeah.
But Braylon Trice is a guy I'm interested to see because I saw him a little bit yesterday with the first team, a little bit. I haven't seen a ton from him, but I'm interested to see how he looks and let him. He needs the reps, man. I mean, I just feel so bad for the situation because he missed out on a really important. I thought last year could have been a really important year for him, a really big year, I should say, in development.
Yeah.
And now he missed out on that, so hopefully he can get some reps too.
Yeah, that's tough. That's an uphill climb, and that's it is tough. And that's one of the things with Jalen Walker. I said the other day, like, I'm excited that James Pierce has really been able to step into this role he has throughout training camp. Because if not, and Bo, you'll echo the same sentiment, we would be sitting here talking about how much of a letdown it was that Jalen Walker wasn't getting as much on-field burn. Like, we'd be sitting there going, oh, my God, we drafted Jalen Walker, and we're not seeing him. If not for James Pierce absolutely stepping out and being one of the superstars so far.
And I don't want to go down, you know, like, oh, you know, this is how these guys are, but they are built completely different. Jalen Walker is a shorter in stature guy, but much, like, physically thicker.
Yeah, he is.
James Pierce is a taller, longer guy, but he's got tree trunks for legs.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny how, like, and so I think they're just different players, but they're both very quick.
Yeah.
And they're both can be physical.
We'll be curious to see what they do during these preseason games coming up. And speaking of which, I got a couple of stories for you guys. Let's hit that Mic'd Up. And as always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, so I'm going to throw a couple of names at you, Bo, and I'm going to see if you remember. My first preseason game, I took the field, and I was playing against a sixth or seventh year pro from the Kansas City Chiefs. He was a linebacker, and I remember being starstruck as I took the field and he was on the field because he was in his sixth year, and I actually played with him on NCAA football. He was a member of the Texas Longhorns. What do you think?
You've silenced him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think he heard a word I was saying. He's over there on his phone tweeting at somebody. Derek Johnson is the guy I'm talking about from the Kansas City Chiefs.
No,
he was an outside linebacker.
Saying, but I was just...
He was so good, and he was so good at Texas. And I think when he stepped on the field and I was in a preseason game, I looked at him and I was like, okay, I'm in the NFL now. Like, that's Derek Johnson sitting in front of me, who at no point would we have crossed paths in college. Like I said, six-year pro, I want to believe, in 2010. I think he made the AP. I think he was an all-pro in 2011, I want to say, and obviously a multi-time Pro Bowler, ended up playing, I don't know, 13 years in the NFL, was so good in what he was asked to do for the Kansas City Chiefs. Fast forward to, I believe, year two, and we talked so much about preseason games, how much guys will play, how much they should play, and how much veterans really are expected to play when it comes to preseason games. Get into year two, we go up to Pittsburgh, and we're playing against Pittsburgh in a preseason game. Now, the defensive coordinator, Bo, for Pittsburgh in 2011, you remember his name?
I know who he is.
Old
he was
school.
he was like he coached till he was like 100.
Yes. Yes.
God, what is his and it irritates me that I can't remember his name because any other time I could have named him.
A legend, an absolute legend, Dick LeBeau.
Dick LeBeau was
the defensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers at the time. Now, the story goes that as our starters were taken out of the game, which was somewhere at the end of the first quarter, Dick LeBeau did not like the product he had on the field. And we're talking about some Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
As part of that defense, Brett Kiesel, Casey Hampton, James Harrison, Troy Polamalu, guys like that, all the way, Lawrence Timmons from Florida State, all the way back through this defense. So when I took the field, I'm thinking, all right, man, hey, let's settle in against this second team here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Absolutely not. Dick LeBeau did not like the product he had seen on the field from his starters, so he forced them to play all the way into the third quarter against the second teamers. And when I tell you I got ear hold on a twist stunt from James Harrison, I still feel it shivering through my body to this day. I still can feel you, James Harrison, right in the ear hole.
What
Thank
happened
you, Dick
on
LeBeau.
That? Did you not?
Hey,
were you
yo.
Late picking it up?
I know. I heard it too, Dylan.
Yeah. We had a slide protection to the right. I was playing right guard at the time, a slide protection to the right, and they ran a twist stunt on the left, and the nose guard did a good job of taking the center with him to the left, so developed a big gap in between myself and the center. James Harrison wrapped around from the left side of our offensive line, and I never saw him coming, and it did not feel good. He was a pretty powerful young man.
I remember that game. Because I was producing pre, half, and post with Steak, among other people, and I just remember that game because everybody was blown away. Why weren't the Falcons keeping it? Why weren't we playing our guys? And it was almost like, as usual, it was an overreaction indictment on our team.
Yes. But it was funny because after the game, because I was wondering the whole time, I'm like, why are these guys – Why is Brett Kiesel still in? Why am I blocking Brett Kiesel and Casey Hampton, who were not that far removed from a Super Bowl, I want to say, at the time? So, yeah, it was a little bit frustrating for me, but I learned a couple of valuable lessons that day. First and foremost, when James Harrison's on the field, keep your head on a swivel. So that was not a lot of fun.
That's a good lesson to learn. Well, coming up, college football expert Phil Steele will be joining us. Phil Steele's famous college football preview magazine is only in stores at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. That is next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.